Blog Talk Radio.
Never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. So wrong when you call all expenses, 'cause I hate when the moment's expensive. So I'm a gift for you. I'm a gift for you. You deserve it, the way you work it, 'cause girl, you earned it.
magic. So you don't pay it, don't pay it. No, mind, mind, mind. We live in our lies. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of lie.
You're perfect.
You're perfect.
You're always worth it. Watching all the waves fall away. Don't know what to say, but now I'm running out of time. Slipping like sand through an hourglass in and of itself. It's making me lose my mind. On dry land, nothing shielding me. Hold my hand, pour into me once again. The life that I have, it depends on it. Oh, I still need you.
Still need you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You have entered into the erotic love zone. And I, Ms. VIP, am here with my diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How you doing? How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm good. It's all good, no matter what it is. Anyway, you want to do the intro, darling?
Okay, yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, as my diva said, she is Ms. VIP, the host for the evening, and I am her co-host, La Perla Negra. You are listening to the Erotic Love Zone. We are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, you got your Raw Links on. I got mine on.
Oh, most definitely so. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that one and join us. We love you too. But before we go further, I want to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Link. For Real, the poet, Douglas, a.k.a. Author Larry Maddox. And ladies and gentlemen, you can acquire your Raw Link over there at Raw Link Be Raw at Facebook.com and on Amazon. And if you can't get it there, holler at anybody here in Epiphany. We got you. We'll make sure you get some of those beautiful stones and metals and woods and gems. They're all precious. They all have healing powers, healing properties. It's just good for you. They look good. Diva, this show is, I got a feeling this show is going to be amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, the topic is something now. But it's supposed to be, if you could pour your eroticism into me, what would it be? So,
yeah.
But this is some type of subject, because at first I was like, wait a minute. Does that mean he's pouring himself into me? And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
So, so I'm like, wow. So,
yeah.
This is the time to take your socks off, trust and believe.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Definitely. So I want to ask you the question, you know, if it was him asking you, how would you pour your eroticism into him?
Ooh, that's a good question. First of all, I think I would, because see, I really like exotic things. Like, I'd like to, sort of kind of like dance around and strip and then, you know, do all the techniques that I could possibly do. But,
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds all right.
What about you?
Me? I'm a flirt. I like to play little sexy games and do little things to get your attention because I know what I'm capable of, and I know what men are aware of, what I can bring to their attention. That's pretty much it. You know, I like to play like that.
All right, now. So, my
dear,
I'm going to ask you to kick it off tonight. How about it?
Mm.
Whenever you're ready,
all right,
the mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Untitled. If I could pour my eroticism into you, whenever, wherever we are, I would give you energy through unbroken eye contact so strong you would not only feel my desire for you, know that you are the reason for it. Whoever is blessed to be in our presence couldn't help but touch themselves. I would give you little teasers of touch and soft whispers of how I miss the way that you taste and feel in your mother. And when it comes to our time to invade each other's space, I will worship your body, mine. Your breath covering my skin between each kiss placed, reminding me how you are the architect of our love. How my body is your blueprint. Human spirit is prey to the most astounding impulses, and I'd happily be the prey for your urges. I'll bare my soul through the spreading of my thighs for you to satisfy your view. Watching, hearing, feeling me react as you fly inside. You have matched my energy, so come with me and come for me. As our world come and become one, I want you. To forfeit your tool of fear, there is nothing taboo, nothing. I am your release. The only transgression would be not to be able.
Diva, I'm your fan already. Pour some more ice water. Lord have mercy. Oh, look, wasn't ready. I should have been ready. This is what I face every week. I should be ready.
I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, girl, especially that cum. I'm like, I'm thinking to like, woohoo! I shoot, yeah.
I'm glad you liked it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Diva, I know that you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. If you could pour your eroticism into me, I would end up being so freaky. See you like oral, dipping your tongue deep within, trying to make it rain. Then deep strokes to make me feel after we end. I didn't know you liked that pleasure pain, but please bite me again and again. Your lips love to lick my hip, then dip to lick my inner thighs. Your dominance amazes me, hearing my intake of breath, pulling my hair, making my neck go back, exposing my very soul. Then picking up my foot to lick my toes. I'm still trying to get used to it, yet you continue to stroke me and lick them. I guess anything goes, but it doesn't stop there. You want me to come, so you stick your fingers in so deep I gushed. I screamed in ecstasy. Damn, how you affect me. I wanted you to end this delicious torture, but you refused to be rushed. Your eroticism goes further, using a piece of melon and inserting it to my wet cavern, using your tongue to remove it, then using another piece to squeeze the juice all over me to lick me. Going back in again, you lift my legs to go deeper, like you're trying to find treasure, pouring your eroticism into me, pure pleasure. And that's the end, that piece.
Did you say he's going to bite you again?
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sticking fingers in places and squeezing juice on other places. And, well, damn, toes sucking and licking and tickling. All kinds of good stuff. Yeah.
I heard.
I like that eroticism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choke on my water just now, girl.
Uh-huh. Hey, I know that's right. Well, my diva,
mm-hmm.
how about we kick off this show with one of our favorite poets? You ready, diva?
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right. This is Joe, the verbal mind dancer. How are you, Joe? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, Ms. VIP. Hey, the Pearl of Necklace. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Joe.
We're good.
How you doing?
How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Awesome.
I just had a bunch of thunderstorms roll by, so that kind of fit the mood for this evening. But, yeah, I'm doing good.
Oh.
That's okay.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody loves the rain, huh, Joe?
Not everybody, but I damn sure do.
I do too, honey. Everything about it, I'm trying to tell you. Walk in it, talk in it, fuck in it. But, yeah, think in it, all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Feel
yeah.
in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe the Mind Dancer, think about this. If you could pour your eroticism into me, what would it be? Now, that could be you. You know what I'm saying? Or someone poured your eroticism into you, or you poured your eroticism into someone. What would it be?
Well, I got a piece for it. You know, I'll tell you in that. In my health situation.
Okay. All right. The mic is yours.
Right. If I could pour my eroticism into you, I wouldn't ignore one question to ask you. What you like to do? I would listen intently while caressing you gently. Then I ask, have you ever been kissed with an ice cube in your mouth until it melts? Have you ever thought about, no, wait. Have you imagined your body being touched in every single spot you've been searching for someone to find? Let's kiss again so you can think about it. Do you want to try a macerated strawberry this time? Can you feel the touch, masculine or feminine? How do you want to feel it? But don't tell me now. I want to enjoy the sweetness of my weakness. I love to kiss and touch. Sometimes rough, but never rushed. Tell me something you almost tried. Tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine. There was this time I tried a moment like this. The kiss was enjoyed, but a little annoyed with my slow pace, and I'm not for a quick hit. I planned for a little more and show her my showcase. Earlobes and neck napes, sheer holes and sex tapes, weirdos, and let's say I like a lot of things and I have questions. Have you ever thought about being caught? And the rush is your embarrassment. Does the thought of it make your panties wet or walk around without them? I like to walk around you with your eyes closed, never knowing what you feel or what I hold. I'll hold you with directions. I like to kiss with it in. Relax cowgirl until we begin. I like to grab my kitty by the neck. Do you like that? Me telling you to arch your back. And do you like to face right or left? You want to try out an out-of-body experience? Position the mirror so you can watch us hit. Yeah, you go, baby. Let me see you get it. You'll be focused soon enough. I dare say cross eyes. Especially after we cross hides. Cancer is my sign with a quarter turn 69. Zodiac, how your throat reacts. Have you ever done some time? this love in these cuffs, and I'll parole you every time. I love to use music to groove it. Iced tea on a hot summer's eve. I'm mathematical, I like my tongue cubed. I'm bilateral, and that's just two sides of my view. Lights on, but never dark. Not even plunging in the dungeon. Things I'll do, but just for fun. Do you like your clothes on? I'm not upset if your hoes run. Would you like to hear me say, don't you dare run? Let's kiss and discuss how your soul comes, Paul.
Let's kiss and discuss how your soul comes. Well, damn. Yep. That's
I know. Arch the back. You right or left. Damn.
Wait, did you say put your face in the mirror? What was that?
I say position the mirror so you can watch us hit.
Oh.
Yeah, you go, baby, and then you see you get it.
In the mirror. Well, damn. Ooh, you know what? That is something that I have not done. I've had him look at me in the mirror, but I never watched us in the mirror.
That's on my I've bucket. I've done that before.
So I haven't. I want to. Mm. I mean, I've sat and watched myself play in the mirror, but not engage in coitus.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm definitely, now that's going to be, that's on my list of fantasies. Yeah.
All right.
I like that joke. That was rough, man. That's all right.
That was delicious, delectable, and woo. That's what that was.
I saw everything.
And how you don't like to be rushed when you kiss. Yes, yes. All right, let me stop, Lord. Okay. I like it's caught so much of that in my brain. But all right. Joe, thank you so much for that delicious piece. Woo! And if you don't mind, I'll let my diva escort you into the love lounge.
My kind sir, would you mind taking my arm and we walk over here? I will seat you at a table. And you can order whatever it is that you like. Drinks worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ice cold tea on a summer's eve. One over
there you go.
One love, one night.
Oh, wow, oh my
diva.
Goodness. What a start. Woo. Oh.
I think I got a phone for that, diva.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me try this.
I gotta be real with you, baby. Just gotta let you know.
You've got the love that I want.
That's right.
The love that I need.
What is bond is butter, baby. Check this out.
You're like my homie, my shorty. You've shown me so many things. And you're so special to me. We've been kicking it for a while. Your sexy smile, prima donna style. Ooh, you're driving me so wild. Ain't got no reputation, educated conversation. And ooh, you got that bomb love making. It's more than sexual, this love you know is proper dough. It's oh so, so incredible.
Thank you.
going on, word is born, sun just with platforms, feet pedicure with no corn. You got that sex appeal on the real, so sure, soft hands, French manicure, no makeup, you're so pure. You don't be tripping when I'm kicking it with my niggas. You don't be questioning where I've been and what I did. You got that confidence, sexiness, thickness, that bomb shit. And I
ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And you are joined by me, Miss VIP, and my diva, the Perla Negra. So, diva, are you ready for the next poet?
Absolutely. Bring him on.
We began with a verbal mind dancer to a C-double-34 music. Hey, C-Devil, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just wondering, did BTS grow up or something? What was that? I'm like, yeah, you know they like wearing them lipstick and all that stuff and puckering their lips and stuff. But I was just wondering, hey,
you know,
how y'all doing tonight?
You know about that butt love.
Yeah, I was slipping off sheets back then when that happened. Anyway.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well, and love your
good
pieces, and I enjoy the verbal. I need some blaxploitation music for you, brother. Straight up.
You trying to tell you.
Yeah, I need some Willie Hutch up in here, I'm telling you.
Fluffy Devil, my diva has a question for you. You ready?
I was waiting. Yes.
All right. Well, you have someone. So if she asked you,
how you would pour your eroticism into her, what would it be?
See, you got yourself out of that one. You noticed that, right? You think I don't catch that? Because my answer would have been, you would have been registered criminally insane after I placed my eroticism.
Oh my goodness!
How that would go? You would have been nicknamed Jessica Dahmer. That's how bad.
Oh
wow!
Oh.
Wow!
But to answer your question on her, well, she's over possessive now, so I guess I've done my job.
Okay, well, I don't know whether to fear for her or envy her, but okay.
That's another reason why you'd be registered criminally insane.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I know you're
like, where at?
Oh, my God. Lord. Well, Double, we all know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you. This piece I've titled Truth Serum. You have rendered me into a blabbermouth, created me into a snitch. Having me tell you confidential information, making lust to me in this bed. You handcuffed me and trapped me underneath your super glue nectar disguised as cream. Why do you have to be one of those sisters with voices? I use my heart as I was so into you right here to the point I get so weak in the knee. You're so good. I'm debilitated after you came with me simultaneously. I'm waiting to exhale you, baby, as you approach me with those double D's. Oh, my goodness, those breasts. Those breasts, which you know is troublesome as they bounce up and down, jumping like your girls are playing double dutch. They're weapons of mass destruction, but I succumb and surrender to the surrealism of you. Meticulously getting me out of my attire and, are you wet again? Causing my memories and my members to an extended extension, arising like sunrise until you zap my strength again, injecting me with that medicine after the fourth round of being sexual, gyrating pumps on top of me while you're wearing pumps with red bottoms, which is the result of what we did after we spanked each other. I'm addicted to your friction. You're addicted to my connection. I'm plugged into your electric company. Make love to me. Comfort me. Come to me. Question. How much would you want me in the morning if I had morning wood? Think about it while I place my eroticism inside you. That's that piece.
Lord.
Pull up. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would hold somebody up.
The way you said those breaths, oh, my God. I stopped what I was doing. I was doing something and I was listening, but I stopped and was like, what? Damn, say it again. And you said it again and again. I was like, yeah, okay. you sound different.
You see, Adrian, what I was talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, first of all, I got stuck on the friction. She got stuck on the friction and you got stuck on, and you were on the connection. I'm like, we're in there now.
Ooh.
I had to back it up for a sec.
Yeah, that would happen too.
Yeah.
That was
delicious.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, now, C-Double, if you don't mind, allow me to escort you into the Erotic Love Zone Lounge, where your favorite schnapps is waiting for you, and, you know, anything else you want.
Yeah, I've got some vision, right. So, yeah.
All right.
So, ladies,
one love,
one
night.
One mic to you. Yes.
One love, one night.
Mm-hmm.
Child, diva.
Oh. Yeah,
I got my phone for that one, too. Child, Lord. You ready for this one?
How about a station identification break?
Oh, all right. Well, let's stop this. Right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Tommy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is indeed the Erotic Love Zone. Diva, I think I'm ready for our next poet. And this is our diva. Yeah. Queen Simmons. What's going on, diva?
Hey, diva.
Hey.
How are y'all doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
I am doing much better. I've been a little under the weather, and I've missed you guys. I said, let me roll through here and see what kind of sexy you guys are putting on. You know I love me a Wednesday night. Let me tell you.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, and we miss you, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what is going on tonight? What is the question, I think?
Well, the question is, Diva, pour your eroticism into me, what would it be? So, that, of course, that would mean you pour your eroticism into someone or vice versa. But what would it be?
Mm-hmm. I don't really know how to put it into words, but I kind of wrote something that I think is on topic. Okay. All right. You ready for it? Okay, excuse me. Okay. All right, this is pretty new. So, yeah, excuse me. I got the giggles. Hold on. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Loud and clear.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to hold you with both hands, to let the fullness of you drip through my fingers like ripe fruit. I want to get a hold of you, to know you full like self-actualized moon. I want to fall off the edge of every known wall in a free fall, hand sprawled and reckless abandon of solid ground. I'd give anything to have you in my hands just now. Please pour into me. Imagine me on my knees. I await the chance to see you please with my mouth open, thighs slightly spread, my hands are tied behind my head, my breasts lift slightly as I breathe, blindfolded and at your lead. I'm golden, oiled from head to toe. Where this night may go, I just don't know. The anticipation making my rivers flow. I'm dripping naked on the floor, anxious, waiting, breath baiting at the door, open in hopes that you'll pour into me. Make me your masterpiece. Paint me in your trepidation. Let this body be your dominion. Do with it as you will. I submit to every desire you feel. Don't hold back, my love. Conquer my shores. Sink into me. Explore the deep of my submission to being all yours. Your goddess, your solace, your harlot, your whore. I'm talking forehead kisses from the inside. Glide into my moonlight, be free like Icarus, king of flight. Set fire to this shit, make desire your god. Take my chin in one hand, brace the other in my hair. Cover tonsils and bruises, fuck air, I don't care. Pour into me, go as deep as your imagination, into my everlasting seas. My only objective is seeing you please, seize in the grips of what these lips would do if they got a hold of you. Tongue out, deep breath, daddy wants throat sex, and I'm trying to be the throat goat. My pride gets bigger when I suckle forth your orgasm in rivers, insight and body to rigor. Please pour into me, fuck the need for air. Choke me as you stroke me, straddle backwards on a chair. Slam into these hands as you spasm, growl out your second orgasm as you pour into me. I'm sopping wet, these are the moments we don't forget. Changing states of matter, solid to liquid sex. You're wet, my wet, in a bed of sweat, but daddy ain't done yet. He decides to give me wings, or at least that's what how it seems, the way he pushes back my knees. Now my toes are pointing at the stars, my fullness in the air. He covers my pulsating puff pussy in passionate pecks of platitude. Push past my limits in ways that will improve my attitude. I'm in the mood to be all but subdued, so pour into me. And that's all I got so far.
That's all you got, girl.
Ooh,
damn.
I feel like you need a
different
clothes.
I'm jacked up. Girl, I'm the queen.
I just
want to
let you know I'm jacked up. I'm jacked up.
Damn. I want my toes pointed and curled and grab my throat. Yeah, that's why you got to giggle. If all that taking place here, I'll be giggling my ass off. Damn. Ooh, I loved it. And then we got to do, we did a little tongue twist. What did you say, platypus playing in the what?
Platypus. Cover my pulsating puff pussy in passionate texts of platitude.
Okay.
Oh.
Platitude. Platypus.
There you go. I loved it. Oh my god. I done bit my tongue trying to say it already. I loved it. Oh. You. Girl, you got it. Oh, you got it. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes. I love it.
Thank you. I don't think you even need that. Lord have mercy.
Gotta cool it off somehow.
McQueen, I'm dead meat, girl. I'm trying to tell you. McQueen, you got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe.
Okay. I do want to start off by thanking the diva, La Perla Negra, for holding it down for me this past Monday. I do appreciate you, love. Thank you so much. The show was beautiful. I listened to the replays.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you're so welcome. I do. So this Monday night, I will be back at King and Queen's Quarters at 9 p.m. I think this week we are doing open mic again, but that remains to be seen. Look out for the event page, and it's going to be Monday at 9 p.m. Back to you, ladies.
All right. Well, woman, my diva is going to escort you into the Erotic Love Zone Lounge, where you can get your favorite libation and get you all up in that chaise, that cushy chair, to relax.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, lady.
Woo! Diva? Woo!
You all right, Diva?
Girl, I need a little time to recover. But anyway, how about our next poet coming?
All right.
All right. This is none other but the CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links, a.k.a. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Hey, boss man, how are you?
What it do, Baby, baby, take your socks off. What's up, ladies? How are you? Hello.
I caught that.
What it do?
How you doing today?
Hello, ladies. How are you, Miss Pearly Night Negras and Miss Viata de P? What it do?
Good.
We're good. You sound so good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So do you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We were kind of recovering from that other piece just now because that was a doozy. Woo!
Yes, it was. That Trina can do it nastily in a very sensual way.
Yes, she can.
She has my left nipple hard as a rock.
Oh my goodness, for real, the poet. Tatiba has a question for you.
Oh, you have questions here.
Yeah.
What would be your question?
Yeah.
What's your question, love?
The question is, how, if you could pour your eroticism into me, what would it be?
Wait a minute. I need to hear that clearly. Could you repeat that, please?
If you could pour your eroticism into me, what would it be?
It would be protoplasm.
Protoplasm.
If I could pour, my eroticism into you, it would be combustible protoplasm.
Combustible. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
You would have to wear a motorcycle helmet because you're going to hit the ceiling.
Dang. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit the ceiling.
Head trauma. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Mm.
I have a lot of erotic buildup.
Wow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That'll work.
It would be it would be a fresh ticket to the nursing home.
I don't know if I want that much eroticism. Well, the nursing home hitting my head on the ceiling. Jeez.
Yes, I'm sending individuals to nursing homes. Yes, I am. Lord. I had a whole lot of buildup, protoplasmic.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
That
okay.
goes for you too, Ms. VIP. That goes for Ms. VIP too.
You can do
yes,
it.
Lord.
You ain't getting off that easy.
I'm sending her to the moon too.
Oh, my.
Oh,
wait a minute. You say her to the moon?
Huh? Yes. She's going to go past the ceiling because she's a little lighter than you are.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, for real, on that note, we'd like to know what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight because we know you brought something.
Okay, well, I bought something. I don't know how it goes, but I was writing this while y'all was getting down on the Love Zone thingy. So I don't have a title for it. I'll just go into it.
That's all
okay.
right. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Ms. Pearl Negras. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fute, marmalade, succulent. The taste of her nectar, she was in possession of lips that when kissed gave birth to illusions, visuals. Amplified by closed eyes where inner heat longings and wantings become intensified and the breasts of two become one but the heartbeat of both becomes multiplied causing I want to fuck you sparks to fly
Like survivalist rub sticks together to start a fire, we bond. We begin to slow grind, releasing soft sighs, moans, and I want you groans. Her body cries to have me inside her, the anticipation of me easing it in her, sliding it in her was enough to provoke and stoke the flames of this hunger that I have for her, leading me completely to emotional ecstasy. We both have needs, and right now I'm ready to supply hers, fulfill hers, enter her, my bone in her. I'm boning her, all up in her, slow stroking her, playing her o-bone like a cello while I'm fucking her skeleton. Now I'm deboning her, tickling her soft tissue. I'm coming in her mind's carcass. I hit her ribeye, did I? Her response was a deep sigh, so I hit it just like that one more time. No, I'm not finished. I give her delicious some raw skull. I lick her before I dick back in her, toss salad for dinner. And her body spoke. She said, touch me. Touch me and make the heavens sway. Make the stars dance. I want to be left in a trance when your lips brush against me. She said, make the earth shake. Make me quake. I want to cipher with the wolves and holler at the moon the way your tongue spoons me. She said through clenched teeth. She said, slow your touch. She wants me to slowly touch her in places that ache to be touched slowly. She wants me to tease her, lightly touch her. She said, touch me. Run your fingers slightly over me. Let them linger. Use your middle finger. Make me moan, feed my fever. Make my body yearn until my yoni screams to be re-entered. Play with it. Keep touching me. Touch me mentally. Lightly feather me. This was meant to be. See, she said, I want you to fuck my imagination and make my reality come streams at high velocity. Whisper. Whisper my name, her body spoke with slight, see, spasms. She was having them, convulsions. She was reaching them. She began preaching, orgasm. She prolonged, speaking in foreign tongue and rhythm to erotic waves. See, this was foreplay, her favorite song. I held her like some priceless instrument. Her body well spent, she well spent, but holding on as the band plays on. She said, climb the length of me, mount me. I be Everest, Nanda Parbat, Annapurna, Mount Fuji, broad peak Kamet. Invade me with your spike gently as you traverse the many parts of me. I don't want to come yet, not until you reach my summit. Drip your way down the tip of my peak, my many slopes, shit, ski down me, roam me door into my Juliet. Let me feel it, your seat upon my stomach. Talk shit, I want to hear it, that Shakespeare shit, quote Macbeth. By the prick of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. She comes, and the walls of her feminence tightens its grip upon me. And once again I find myself suffocating willingly as my breath is being taken away by passion's embrace, as she strangleholds me with those lips, as we both drain ourselves complete of body fluids. Her lips are the inspiration that inspires this poet. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fruit, marmalade, succulent, the taste of her nectar. She was in possession of lips that, when kissed, give birth to illusions, romantic songs and poems that are meant to be shared some place on air in some erotic love zone. For real. Baby, baby.
Damn.
Like you, the Renaissance poet.
He's boning her, then deboning her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Skeleton.
Massaging her soft tissue with photoplastic issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love you then. I'm still stuck on boning her and then deboning
her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the.
I think I hit her ribeye. Did I?
Did you? Yeah, I think you did. My goodness.
That was dope. That's dope. You went in. You said you was writing it while you was listening to us.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
You know, erotica is not my thing. So I just thought of Keith Eric and I wrote something nasty.
Oh, well. You did.
That's my big
that
brother.
Was, you got
mm-hmm.
You was, that was erotic. Wow.
Oh, it was?
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Look, I think I just shot up to the ceiling a couple of times myself. That was delicious and delectable.
Thank you. Thank you, girl.
And I like,
you know what it is.
I like ribeye.
I want to thank you for liking it.
Yeah.
you said you shot up to the ceiling. You said he was going to shoot you to the moon. So, hey.
I hope he didn't mess your hair up.
Feeling black.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, no. If you don't mind, darling, can my diva escort you to the Erotic Love Zone Lounge?
Yes, your diva can.
All
come
right.
on, darling.
Take me by the man and escort me to the Father's Land.
Oh. Follow me.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
One love, one. Yeah.
One love, one month.
One like this. One like one more. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One love, one month.
Wow.
He is out there. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Well, Diva, it is time for the lineup. And since Poetic is not here to do it, I'm going to try to give it a whirl. All right.
All right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow with J-Rob and Poetic, it is the Get Down on Friday evening. We have Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee and Lady Taraji. Saturday night is Poetic with Let's Talk About It. On Sunday, we have the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration and Poetic. Monday is the King and Queen's Quarters with the hosts King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. On Tuesday, it is Mojave and one of the shows. So I'm going to take a stab at it. It might be time for Honey Drippers, but because it just had Fly Speak and the War Council. So I think I'm looking forward to Tuesday evening. And then Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, we are right back here in the Love Zone with my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and myself. All right, diva, are we ready?
We are ready. That was nice. It's the Erotic Love Zone. Who we got next on the mic, diva?
Whoa. This is our New York John. Hey, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Hey.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I have to bounce on. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. So, I'm going to one day bone and then debone something. That sounds like a whole bunch of fun.
Okay. That'll work.
Mm-hmm. question for you.
I might have an answer.
You ready? All right.
Hopefully.
All right. All right, think about it. If you could pour your eroticism into me, what would it be?
Pour it into who?
Well, now. Okay, if you're pouring it into someone or someone is pouring it into you, what would that be?
You're pouring it into me. I'm like, what? What happened? What it happened was what? I wasn't ready. That was a Freudian slip. That's what it was. Okay, VIP. the coochie collarbones. All right, no, okay. Stop and mute myself. I'm not going to eat nobody. You know, I tell the gentleman I said I was sorry. I was just joking. I want no smoke with him.
All right, so what say you?
All right, to answer your question, if I could put my eroticism into somebody, who said I haven't already? Who said that has not occurred? Who said that that wasn't something that was already a possibility? Who said that I don't have plans on doing it to that particular person, thinking about a particular person? I would love to pour everything into that person.
Okay. That sounds good. Wow. I don't know about my diva, but you can't wait to hear this delicious piece coming up. Am I right, diva?
Poor child was muted. I know for a fact you brought something delicious for us to listen to. So whenever you're ready.
I just came to answer a question. So I'll do it.
The mic is yours.
All right. Hopefully this is not too loud. My desires are dark. I want your submission. Way before I put keys into admission to drop you crazy. Just walk. Passion. Blindfold you. Scold you. Want to tie your hands behind your back, lay you flat on your stomach, leave you exposed for whatever play I impose on your figure. You figure I'm a nice guy. Taken with the niceties before you figure out I'm nasty with deviant tendencies. Before I clap those cheeks, I will make you weak. Please, if I ease toys, fingers, and name. I desire to whisper into your ear all those nasty things that I want to do with you. Consent is what permits me to commit acts unspeakable. Movements masturbatory, faded sinful, and exploratory glory. Let me find your breath labored under the gravity of pleasure. Leaking like a sea, wetness that tastes like your dreams come true. How you surrender is really freedom. How my hands cup your ass to match the lightning across your cheeks, not stretching. It is a map that leads to your wet, fleshy trap, and I need you to give us free. Let those juices flow free. And I will only choke you a little bit, no, a lot of it, till your moans become urged, till your orgasms purge my Fiji, my tongue, until your face is sprung on the way that I face fuck you, leave no stone unturned, and all your yearning concerning your vibration, I am violent, no injury, not just head stick with no savior, but savior, bitch, come here. Let me tell you, you are my good, good thing. I will taste all of your additions, pushing your legs back, This wants your more, my whore of action leads the creaminess of cum satisfaction. Let me suck the place between your ass, thigh, and inner cheek. Let me make you stutter. The grunts become all that you utter. And your food pod becomes a wave. This slave really doesn't give a fuck till I'm ready to give a fuck. So you give it up. Give me all. Give over. Give orgasm. Give us free. I desire your come up it's the way that you come through. So watch me pour fourscore into you, empty my well to the swell of your labia, the way you coat your throat with explosion of my passion. You get the action, satisfaction, seeing your ass fade, cause it is what it ain't, cause I've tasted your taint and painted the inside of your thighs with your mouth. The multiplication of oohs and sighs is your fucking goddess. How the essence of you speaks to me. It says so much with only silence mentioned, the curvy geography asked to be traveled by the tip of my fingers and tongue, how soft and beautiful it equates to sturdy and strong. You'll never have to wonder what your moon is so full and beautiful. I love to kiss the moon with my light and delight because upon your heavy spark and drown you in deluge. The word of kidnapping binds you blindly with kisses. Hold you hostage with hugs, touch you toward me like a tempestuous tub. Skin to skin, want to lift you up, turn your bottom like a bottle to the sky and watch you trickle down my throat. Nibbles and chittles, tender bitter to your bits. Areola and clits resemble chocolate galaxies. How you feed me is how I am complete. You are a smorgasbord, all you can eat. And this is what I was meant to do. Be pleased for the pleasure of you. A single-minded focus with unlimited energy that pushes my power bar to 400% oxytocin. Each time your moan denotes your little death. They say the man bonds with the woman with your orgasms. How many times have I traveled closer to you? But the soul of me is entering into your portal. Traveling souls at the destination of creation, DNA programming about you, forth a warm waiting office no longer offering, pulling pulsing. Population gushing, gratified the food. Once you are at war. Oh.
I'm stuck on tongue action. I quit. My wig.
Mom. God.
Okay.
Wow. I need a drink. That's a deep in the mail. Coffee?
I just need a fan and some more ice water. Anywho. Oh, wait, that was sexy, sensual, delicious, delectable. God dang. That was awesome.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'm stuck. Oh my God. Thank you. Setting off alarms and how you do this every time. It never fails to come here and do this to us like this and just have us feeling all types of that was delicious. That was absolutely delicious.
Totally. Yum, yum. Anyway.
I'm having a hot flash.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Diva, you said I can't get my words together.
Most probably. Tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe. What you got going on?
Good question. Okay.
this season coming up on the 15th Radio Universe of the Real Entertainment Network. We bring to you 152.0, the 20th installment, featuring Ebony the Goddess, Cloud Nimbus, Tony B, and a few other surprises. This absolute fantastic 20th also became the denizens of the 100th Collective, bringing forth to you a particular flavor for this evening, all about poetry. A way to feel how you want to feel. It's engineered to make you feel some kind of way. It says you can sit down, get a cold drink, get a towel, get a cold breath. You know, touch your neighbor, touch yourself, touch somebody. But the scent of something sexy. And if you pretend you'll come on Tuesday, now it's going to be standard time, 8 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. West Coast. You can enjoy the amazing poetry from some of the best we ever did. Thank you for my prayer. You can continue to come here. It's going to be an amazing time here. On the 15th Radio Universe of the Real Entertainment Network. It's that soft. Amazing. Baby.
You have to make everything sound so damn delicious. Jeez. Lord.
Well, you know, I like when you get to back it down, but like, I was like, I could just cut this and play this as a commercial, so that's why I'm doing. So, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. It's not, you know, matter of fact, I'm kind of late. Did you see that phone yet? See that phone?
No.
All right, because that phone is a problem, boy. Problem. I told you. I felt like somebody was kissing me and stroking me at the same time. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, hold on. I know, right? Somebody strange and convoluted to me. And she was talking. I was like, oh, so talk your shit. She was talking. I was like, oh, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. I was having problems. He's like, that's all I got. I'm like, shit, that's enough. I was like, you know, I just thought it was bad. I thought that's one of those things, you know, somebody getting you real good, your butt cheeks crunch up. A whole bunch of them. You know, it was a problem. It was a serious problem.
Thank you.
I was like, okay, I was waiting for the piece. I was like, yo, where's the piece at? That's what it is. I was like, come here. It was like that thing we had in high with the brother who was watching the sister's back. I don't know what happened, but clearly we are in the wrong occupation. Clearly in the wrong occupation.
That video of dude, oh my God, I told you all it, look, when he stuck his finger under, he slid his finger under her strap, I would have been done. I'm trying to tell you, I'd have been done.
I was like, man, I hope he don't got no damage. That's what it's all leaked through. Oh, damn. Why aren't you thinking that shit first? Damn it.
Don't mean it still can't be done, child.
It's the way the water bills are nowadays.
Here you go.
The water bills. Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Why
your water bill $6,000? I'm like, I have no idea.
Damn. That was a beautiful thing though that he was doing. It was beautiful. I can only imagine how she felt. The relaxation from. All right, we got to let you go because I'm gonna escort you over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. Everybody's over there.
go back and, you know, I'll escort you to a table where you can sit back and order your drink. And I think we have a female over there, don't we, Diva? We got a female over there.
We got
Queen Zena over there. You can go join her and grab yourself, you know, as my Diva always favorite libations, and sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one
mic. Baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
Damn.
Ooh, how could he do that to us?
It never fails. He always comes in here and does that to us. Lord. All right.
I'm going to do this for you right quick.
All right.
They know who we be.
And who we be is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Diva, we got our, we got the Texas, the man from Texas. Hey, Kendrick, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Is he there?
Hello.
Hey,
well, there
Kendrick,
you
how you doing?
Ooh, this call just dropped. Well, call back, Kendrick, if you can.
Yeah, call back in.
Yeah, let me go to the next caller. This is my friend Matthew. Hey, Matthew, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hello, Matthew. Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Let me read. Tonight.
All right. Well, Matthew, I have a question for you. If you could put eroticism into me, what would it be?
Oh, good gracious. Well, I've already heard this thing once, so I had some time to think about it. And I would be a hot cup of coffee with a good heavy dose of mocha in it. That's what I would be. Because, you know, it's hot in the street. And it's certainly not vanilla. I got a point for you. It may not be as warm as the previous ones, but it might hold up.
All right.
Shall I
read
it for you?
That's okay. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Right on. I was born ready. Okay. I'm going to read My Pleasure. It's a poem written by Matthew Devillier. You like it when I snuggle my lips against your neck, when I whisper in your ear, tell you I ache for you endlessly. You like when I kiss you below your navel, and when I caress you with one's underneath passionately. You like when I'm impatient to have you undressed, and when I drink in the sight of your nakedness. You like when desire for you is what makes my heart helpless. And when I go in deep and go hard and fast, when I go slow and make our loving everlast. You like when it is rough and when I please you at my leisure. I delight in your non-simpleness. You are so complex. That is what I like about the fair sex. Let me tell you how I find my pleasure. My climax is when I know my touch is what makes your mind blown. When I know it is my tongue that makes you writhe and moan. Whatever it is that makes you want me to, that you want me to do, be it slow and gentle or being rough, want me to tie you up. If you like that, then I like that too. When you whimper my name as I tease you and caress your skin so soft, when you beg me for more, that is what really gets me off. When I know it is I that curls up your toes, when it is what I have done that makes multiple orgasms flow. When you look at me and say, fuck me now and do it hard, That is what stokes my fire and gives light to my star. When the neighbors are robbed of sleep and you make sure they know my name because I have done it like you want it, that is what brings the heat to my passionate flame. When I have done something to make you dig your nails in my back, when my ministrations make your fire burn and you scream for more, beg me to take you to the point of no return, I'll do anything for that. I'll be soft and sweet. I'll bind your wrists and give you no choice. Anything, just to hear the helpless surrender in your voice. Is that moment you come, that moment that I made happen? That is what I need. That is what I treasure. Because you shuddering at my touch, your release, that is what gives me my pleasure. And thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
that was fun.
That was hot. That was sensual. That was hot. I like, and your breath control, it's your rhythm was all right. That was all right. Don't be a stranger, Matthew. Make sure you call back in again because we need to hear more from you. If it's like that, yeah.
I can go to time. Only if you're going to be there, and I have the opportunity to get lost in your eyes over at Bicycle Courvoisier, then I'll go to the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me. I had a lot. I won't come back and read it.
Hope so. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Absolutely. Ain't nothing but love.
Wow.
Ooh, wait. Diva. Hey, Diva, how about a song? I need a break.
All right. How about this?
You like? Don't be scared, come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh? Look. I've been a goody daddy, but I don't have to be. If you don't want me to, I'll be a nasty baby. What we made of. No time for games, no rules, just play. I hope you want me in the same way. Every time I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love. I can't even sleep at night, all I dream about is making love. It's just all the things I see when you're inside of me that keep my mind crazy. I can't even think at night. All I dream about is making love to you. I love the shower, out by the kitchen sink. Leave me where you wanna, make my knees weak. No time for games, no rules to play. Hope you've been thinking about the same thing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. It's been nice, but it's show love what we're made of. No time for games, no rules to play. Hope you want me in the same way. Every time I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love. I can't even sleep at night, all I dream about is making love. It's just all the things I see when you're inside of me. They keep my mind going crazy. I can't even think at night. All I dream about is making love. Do you want it on my back just like that? Do you want it on the floor, lover? Please me, please, and thank me, baby. You know what I need, baby. Do you want it on my back just like that? Do you want it on the floor, lover? Please me, please, and thank me, baby. You know what I need, baby. I'm just saying. Show love what we made of. No time for games, no rules. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. We are knee-deep in the erotic love zone. Diva, these poets have come through, showed up, showed out. My goodness.
Yeah. Yes, they have.
I am like totally appreciative of everybody coming through tonight. We've had a good time.
Yes, indeed.
So my diva, yes. Any final words?
Y'all know how I do. I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself. Therein lies fear, and that relationship is the one that you'll have for the rest of your life. And continue to love one another and respect one another. Y'all, please stay in the positive. There's so much negativity going on in this world. It thrives on it. So stay positive, okay? And stay sensible. Use your common sense. Love you guys. And with that, I'm going to hand it back over to my diva. Okay?
All right. Well, like I said, thanks again, guys. And listen, be safe. Wear your masks, though, because it's not over. Now we got monkeypox, of all things, and all these variants of the COVID virus. So and just practice social distancing and, you know, just try to stay away from people. All right? But anyway, be safe, guys. God bless you. Diva, take us out.
Right.
that fine with me?